Well, good afternoon, brothers. Good to see you. I'm real glad to, I hate that it's under these circumstances with Brad being ill, but I'm glad I have the opportunity to share what I have for us today. A lot of you have gotten from me a handout that I gave you about the New Testament scripture path. I have some if you need one today, if you didn't get one. But what I wanted us to do today was to go through those. And I also want to say that when we're sharing the good news, sharing the gospel, that's what we've been talking about for a while here, there's a number of opportunities that we get. Number one, there's that short, quick one, which I just got these in yesterday from Living Waters. These are brand new million-dollar bills that commemorate the Olympics that are coming up in July. So it's just another one of those access points for you to be able to go, hey, did you get your commemorative Olympics million-dollar bill? Got million-dollar question on the back. If that's the only time you have to do that, you just sowed some seed. Amen. If I have time at the end, I'll go through another like shorter thing you can do with people that takes about 5 minutes or so. We are called to be three main things: sowers, waterers, and watchmen. Waterers, and watchmen. So I love the parable of the sower. We've heard it so much, and so much of the focus on that parable is on the seed, on the ground, you know, the different ground that the seed fell into. But I love the way that starts, because it starts by saying, a sower went out to sow. That's all it says about the sower. That's the responsibility of the sower. A sower went out to sow. Then we find out that the sower sowed the seed, and that seed is the Word of God. So when we're sharing the gospel, we want to share the Word of God. It's real interesting in the book of Acts. I just want to make a little plug here, and I'm serious. If you want a life-changing experience in your Bible reading, read the book of Acts 100 times. I heard a couple wows. That's not a lot. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but I'm serious. I mean that literally. Read the book of Acts 100 times. Not in one sitting. Just read through the book of Acts. And when you read through it, oh, that's number one. By the way, don't lose count or you have to start over. But if you took the time to read through the book of Acts 100 times, it would change your life. It would change your view about things, your view of people, your idea of what we're to be doing. You see so much in the book of Acts. I like to think of it as the book of action. It's also interesting in the book of Acts, we see over and over that they shared the Word of God. It mentions the term Word of God in the book of Acts 13 times. And it basically says, they spake the Word of God. It says that the Word of God increased. It says people received the Word of God. It says the Word of God grew. It says they preached the Word of God. It said that people desired to hear the Word of God. It said that they taught the Word of God. And it says that the Word of God prevailed. A lot of times when Paul would go in, we start reading about Paul and his missionary. It says he went in and he preached to them the Word of God. The gospel needs to come from the truth of the Word of God. Because we're preaching Jesus to them, and Jesus is the Word of God. Revelation 19:13 says that Jesus is the Word of God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We know Jesus is the Word. Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's great that we know what the Word says, that we can talk to people and talk to them accurately and truthfully about Jesus, but it's great to come from the Word of God. Now, that's where the problem starts with a lot of people, because a lot of people don't want to hear the Word of God, or they don't believe the Word of God, or they want to say things like, oh, that's just a book written by a bunch of men, or the patriarchy came up with that to control people. But we know it is the Word of God. And they need to be careful, and even as watchmen, give them a warning, because Proverbs 13:13 says, whoso despises the Word shall be destroyed. Pretty strong words. Pretty strong words. So that kind of falls into the watchman part. What I want to go through today is can be part of sowing seed. It can be part of being a waterer. Maybe you've already sown some seed. Because this takes a little while to sit with somebody and go through this when you have time to do it. It's great to use with family and friends because you're sitting with them and going through the Word of God. I also recommend that you get a hold of a New Testament, preferably a smaller size or pocket size, a New Testament that you carry with you. You can do it in whatever your favorite Bible is. But you go through the sheet that I hand out. I'll give you like an example here. I go through and I have the scriptures highlighted. I have the scripture where I have start here, and I have it highlighted. And then at the bottom of it, I'll put what page to go to. I use page numbers because the idea of this is that when I do this with somebody, I want to be able to hand it to them and have them read it. And basically, you know, don't add a lot, don't do a lot of talking. Have these scriptures will do the work, do the job for you. So that is kind of our intro. And like I said, I have some of those. Some of these, if somebody, well, they're not really, I want people to just kind of listen today. I've already handed them out. You can get one afterwards. And also, I have quite a few. I just got these in, these $1 million bills. I got like 1,000 of them. I brought plenty in today. So please feel free to come up and grab whatever you want of these, because these are great. They've got Gospel short and concise on the back, and you're able to just sow a quick seed. Leave it with a nice tip. You can just go through, hand it to anybody. And my wife and I have done this quite a bit, and you don't get very many people that don't take one of these from you. Most people are receptive. I'd say, you know, you might get 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 people that might go, I don't want that, you know. Something like that. Most of the time they're like, oh, wow, that's cool. Oh, wow, thank you. Most people thank me. When people ask, oh, you got some more of those? I like to give some of those to my friends. So those are great. So let me get started here with this scripture path. And I like to start, and this is not carved in stone or you have to use this. This is what I've been led to use and do myself. You know, parts of it, it's got sections of what we, you know, call the Roman road, because it's a Roman road for a purpose. I mean, it's got the gospel in it. I like to start with Revelation 20, because, you know, we've heard Brad say that you have to know the bad news before you can accept the good news. And I like to start right here on Revelation 20, 11 through 15, which is the white throne judgment. Now, this would fall into starting right in with the section I said we're sowers, we're waterers, and we're watchmen. Watchmen means we're warning people. So starting with this scripture would be like being a watchman, warning. People need to be warned of the wrath to come. The wrath of God is coming. The day of the Lord is coming. There's only two outcomes to anybody's life. So let me read Revelation 20, 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Very simple formula if you can't remember anything else. Born once, die twice. The second death. I just read about it. I'll mention it again later, but I'll say it right now. Born twice, die once. That simple. Now you can read this through with somebody. I want you to notice something in here while we're there. Very interesting that the books are opened. Everybody's, it's all the lost standing in front of the great white throne judgment, and the books are opened. Those books have everything of their life in it. And it says that another book was opened, which is the book of life. That's how gracious and thorough God is, you know. These people's names aren't in the book of life, but he's got it there, and he's got it open, you know, in case, can you double check? I'm not saying he will, but it's there. And notice that if you have not been born again, we're saved by grace through faith. We know that. If we have not come under what Jesus has purchased us, we get into what the gospel is about right away here. Because notice that if someone finds themselves standing before the great white throne judgment, what are they judged by? It says they are judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Judged according to works. And we're not saved by works. So nobody's going to make it. Nobody's going to make it. It mentions that twice. Now, this is a good place. I usually do this with a New Testament and do it New Testament. And it is important what Brad has brought up to us that we need to mention, needs to be mentioned, Genesis 3 and original sin, the sin of Adam. This is a good place to mention that as you get into the next verse, which is going to be Romans 5:12. So this is where you mention that. You know, Adam at the fall of the garden. Didn't do the one thing, whatever you do, don't push that red button. One thing told them not to do, and they did it. And then sin entered in. So we have the sin from Adam, and then our own sin, and then that sets you right up to go into the next verse, which is Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, that's Adam, and death by sin, So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. So see, we start right here. We start at the great right throne, judged by work, all have sinned. Then you turn to the next scripture. We know all these scriptures, they're all familiar. Romans 3, 23 and 24. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So we start right there and see how we've all already set up. You don't want to be at the white throne because all have sinned. All have sinned. All have sinned. We set that up. You have them reading this. You can stop, ask a question if they ask questions, but try to not get taken down on rabbit trails. Get back to. See, that's the great thing about you got the word right there. See, a whole lot can happen in discussions, but when you got the Bible right there, you can always come back to, it's the word of God. It's what the Word of God says. So then we go to Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. That's our wages. That's what we earn. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's a verse right there. There's the bad news, good news verse. We're establishing the bad news. We're starting to get into the good news right here. the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Then we get to Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. Now, as you get into this section, it's been my experience, and I'll talk about this a little more later. Problem most people have is they don't look at themselves as sinners. Most people think they're basically a good person. They consider themselves to be a good person. We'll get into that a little more later. 1 Corinthians 15 is our next scripture. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. This is a great section of scripture because it's going to go over what the gospel is if Paul preached. Which also ye have received and wherein ye stand. I love that. You hear that right there? Here's the gospel that Paul preached unto them, and they received it, and they're standing in it. Standing in faith in it. Verse 2. By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. See, there's the word of God again, according to the Scriptures. When you say somebody, well, Jesus died for our sins, and he was raised from the dead. And if somebody wants to push back on that, you come back to, it's what God said. God said it. It's what Jesus said. Jesus is the word of God. The Bible says it. Jesus said it. I love that. According to the Scriptures. Then we would go next to John 3:17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Salvation is through our Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:36, very important scripture, life and death scripture. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. This is a great scripture right here. John 3:36. When you're having somebody read this, they're not saved. They're not trusting in Jesus as their Savior, taking care of their sins. They are not free from the wrath of God. See how everything we've read so far, it goes back to the white throne judgment. See, when somebody finds himself at the white throne judgment, it's too late. They're going to receive the wrath of God. Then next, I like to go to John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So this is why you heard me earlier. I said, born twice. Die once. Natural birth, spiritual birth. If all you have is your natural birth and never get born again and have your spiritual birth, then you're going to die twice. You get born again, you die once. An interesting concept about that, somebody could say, well, when Jesus comes to get us and we're taken up, we'll just be taken up right away. So some people won't die. I would argue that yes, they will. Yes, we will. It'll just be in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Because what dies? What's the wages of sin, death? What dies is this earth suit, this mortal dying body that we have. That we have to get a new one. This mortality, we yearn for it every day. We sit here and yearn for it right now. This mortality, we look long for the day where we put off this mortal suit and put on our immortal suit. Amen. Then next I like to go to John 1:12. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now remember, I'm reading these through, but think about what the power is when you're sitting there with somebody, family member, friend. Say, hey, can we take a little time? And you know, maybe you have the list there or you have it marked in your Bible, and you have them read it. Have them read it out loud. There's power in that. Then we get next to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Then I like to go to Revelation 3:20, because by now, whoever is reading this, something should be going on. Something will be going on, because the word of God does not return void. I want to start right here and say that when you get ready to sit and do this with somebody, you should be praying. Pray that the Lord draw them. Pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come in and open their eyes and draw them unto himself. Then you hit them with Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, see, you can start right here and say, now it's time to hear, you know, what you're reading. And open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Then I like to go to Romans 10, 8 and 10, 8, 9 and 10. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. Matthew 10:32 is next. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. That's why this is where we're getting to the part where you tell them that you confess this. This is something that you speak out. It isn't some secret that you carry throughout your life. It's proclaimed. 2 Peter, next to 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's God's will that not any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That comes back to us being called. How is this going to take place? Us sowing seed, the word of God. Us watering seed that somebody's already sown. Us warning, us being watchmen to warn people of, number one, first and foremost, the wrath to come. The wrath to come. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then I go to 1 John 5:11-13. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I love that scripture right there, because you can know. There's some religions and even some Christian denominations, cults, sects, S-E-C-T-S, that teach you don't ever really know. You can't be sure. Some even teach it's blasphemy and heresy and very prideful and presumptive to know that you have eternal life, which we just read right here. How can you believe that? That's not what the Word of God says. That's not what Jesus says. And then I like to end. It's funny, I end with where a lot of people would start. Good place to end, because you're going to want to have prayer decision time after this. I like to end with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have it. Not hope you're going to get it. See, there it is again. Not hope you're going to get it, but have it. And you can have them in there. And then you can go, see, you can answer any questions that you can have. It's better to just say, ready to make a decision? It's decision time, prayer time. You know, you can answer questions as you go through this. This is just a guide for any of you that are interested. You can change it some, you know, personalize it from what you're led to use. You can, you know, shorten it a little bit, but it really doesn't take that long. So that's a longer version for you to be able to go through, but it really wouldn't take that much time. You know, when you're able to sit with somebody, meet with somebody, like I said, family, friends, loved ones, you know, somebody says, you know, I have trouble like talking about Jesus, sharing the gospel with my family. See if you can sit down with them and do this. You know? And then once you've done that and they've read all this word and they've read it for themselves, read it out loud, you can continue then in prayer. Continue in prayer over that situation. The seeds have been planted. I like it, it's kind of a funny way to say it, but I like to say it this way. After they've read this word and they've heard this word and the word has gone out, I like to prayerfully, in prayer, sick the Holy Ghost on them. Yeah. You know, because that word is there. That's a prayer to pray. Lord, when they lay down to go to sleep tonight, bring your word back to their mind. Any part of it, you know. Lord, you pick the part. You know what's best for their mind. Lord puts things on our heart. You know, let them lay there like trying to go to sleep with this in their mind. You can pray for other people to come to them and water that seed that has been planted. Now, I have a few minutes, so wait when we're done. If anybody needs one, wants one of these again, I did print out a number of these. I got about a dozen of these up here. Now, I want to show you something else that just takes a short time. That's a great method, a great way to be able to share the gospel, actually with anybody, with a stranger, anyone. Joe, how about you and I just interact a little bit? And was this good, what we did so far? All right, since this is going to be a bit interactive, I'm going to cut this off. Thank you, Jesus.